The National Weather Service has determined that it was a tornado that touched down in a rural part of Madison County last night, killing four people, including an infant. More from WRVO's Alan Abbott.
Barbara Watson, lead meteorologist for the National Weather Service, made the tornado determination after surveying damage along Goff Road in the town of Smithfield.
It will be declared a significant tornado. It had wind speeds well over 100 miles an hour.
The twister ripped apart four homes, and four people and a dog inside three of those homes were killed. They've been identified as 35-year-old Kimberly Hillard, her four-month-old daughter Paris Newman, 70-year-old Virginia Warner, and 53-year-old Arnie Allen. Sheriff Alan Riley says the storm was unbelievable.
The winds were so high there that one of the homes was lifted off the foundation and carried approximately 150 yards and came down on another home down there.
Governor Cuomo surveyed the damage from the air and the ground, struck by the randomness of it all.
You have a house on one side of the street that is basically fine. You have a house on the opposite side of the street that is just gone. And that was the path that the tornado happened to take, with no rhyme and no reason. And people have lost loved ones. For that, all we can do is offer our prayers.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.